Every year I know we gonna go hard. We been that team ever since Bart Starr. All my cheese heads go pack go. Ain't showing no mercy, cutting no slack, no. I ain't a bad sport and I'll even wish you good luck. Only thing I will say.
What up, Lombardi's Legends podcast? Oh my gosh, super hyped today. We have an incredibly special guest. You're used to Wags being on, you're used to me, Dane, being on, but tonight, folks, an incredibly special guest, Green Bay Packers left tackle Rashid Walker. Rashid, welcome to the Legends podcast. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, guys, man. Thank you for having me on the podcast.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you for joining. Thank you so much, Rashid. You know, you're becoming a veteran on this team, but you're a first-time guest of the pod. So we always like to ask our first-time guests. It's a simple question to kick it off. But, man, how does it feel to be a Green Bay Packer?
Man, it's the best feeling in the world, you know. Feels like home. Definitely feels like home, you know. It's a great place to, you know, be able to come and work and, you know, just be able to perfect my craft. People are very nice. I love the culture, love the tradition. You know what I'm saying? Makes playing football like a little just a little bit better. So I'm loving Green Bay.
For sure. And Rashid, I think most fans are obviously aware of some of your journey. Seventh round pick out of Penn State. And you were active for, I think, six games your rookie season. And then coming in last season, Bach goes down week one, and you're the left tackle rest of the way, all but one game the rest of the season. But before we get into that, do you mind sharing a little bit of what that journey was, actually, to make it to the NFL? And we know some of your background with Penn State, but what was that journey for you? When you look at it at more of a high level, to get to the league and what that took to get there?
Well, you know, it was definitely like an interesting journey. So, you know, around my senior year, started getting some draft buzz. You know, I was excited. You know, I was at four, this is like my fourth year at Penn State. I really thought we had a national championship team. Really wanted to win the Natty. Ended up playing through a couple injuries, went down. You know, ended up getting drafted seventh round. And, you know, I feel like, you know, just from there, just from the moment I got to rookie minicamp, I really just, like, really appreciated and took advantage of, like, the opportunities I had. Because I just understood, you know, how important, like, each day was and each rep was, you know. So I just, you know, tried to take advantage of every day, you know, fought through adversity, just embrace adversity, you know, just try to, you know, just keep my best foot forward each day. And then, you know, when the opportunity came for me to, you know, do my one of the 11th, you know, I just try to take it, same thing, step by step. And then end up having a pretty, you know, I learned a lot this season. Like, I'm really excited, like, to, you know, get back with the team this off season, so I can just, you know, keep on building off, you know, last season.
Yeah, I mean, last season was, I think, a revelation. And I think, you know, for us, I think Wags and I, we don't like to toot our horn too much, but we've got the receipts. When you were drafted, we think we got a guy in Rashid Walker. And we were so excited to have you come on. And, you know, going into camp last year, you know, so trickle out a little bit, right? Starts to trickle out where it's like, oh, Rashid Walker's making hay. Rashid Walker. Every year, no. And, you know, there's a lot going on there. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're getting major snaps. You're thrust into that left tackle role. So, you know, what was your mentality going into last year, especially once Bakhtiari goes down, man? Like, you know, was that something that you show up expecting it? Is that something where you're like, all right, it's time to perform? I mean, what kind of emotions are you going through when that happens?
Well, you know, I felt like I really just – so pretty much during camp, the whole time in camp, I was really taking ones with – like reps with the ones. Like all the left tackle – I was taking some right tackle reps too, but I was taking all the left tackle reps with the ones. And, you know, preseason, you know, I was taking reps with the ones. So, like, I felt prepared. You know what I'm saying? I was pretty much used to, you know, like, you know, Jordan and, you know, the whole offense. And, you know, so when they told me that I was up, you know, I was prepared, you know, but, you know, when you get in the game, it's a little different. So, like, but I felt like that's what allowed me to be, like, confident. Like, I wasn't scared or nothing, you know, when it was my turn to go. I just had, like, you know, I just had to get out there.
Yeah, and Rashid, I think you're saying you learned a lot, which is obvious, right, that that's going to happen. It's a continual development process. But would it be fair to say that things maybe clicked and slowed down a little bit for you after that Rams game? That was a game that the only game after Bach went down that you didn't start, but you played in that game. But it just seemed like you just really settled in and took your performance to a whole nother level down the stretch. And it was about that time. So was there anything in particular at that point in the season that things really started to click and settle in for you and things slowed down? Or do you think that was just a natural development after getting, you know, 8 games into the season that things just kind of started to continue? That was that continual organic process of growth and development.
Yeah, I'll say like both, like things did start to click, and also it was the development. Like, I think that game particularly, you know, I got in, I think the second half, and, you know, I really just had to lock in. Like, that's all it really took, just to lock in, like, just learn how to, like, lock in play by play. You know what I'm saying? Go as hard as you can, just play, boom, reset. I just had to, like, just slow everything down. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you're in the middle of playing NFL, like, NFL football game, like, shit definitely get real. Like, shit for sure get real. It's just all about, you know, staying, like, level-headed. Like, you just got to relax. So once I really, like, pay more attention about, like, to being focused than anything else, like, locking in, that's when I felt like I was able to, you know, excel and, you know, play the more to my, like, you know, potential.
But what changed? I've read some quotes, man, about your mentality, your preparation, your kind of pregame routine, you know, whatever you're willing to share. What changed? Because, you know, I believe you've alluded to the fact that some of that's changed and you just looked so confident and comfortable, especially like we hit December and it was like Rashid Walker has arrived. So, you know, was there a change in your preparation or in your pregame routine or anything like that? Or was it kind of just a culmination of a lot of things?
Yeah, I had to, like, you know, I had to figure out what worked for me. You know, a lot of guys do a lot of different things. For me personally, I just try to, like, stay focused. Like, you know, like, it got to a point where I wouldn't even listen to music before games. Mm. Like, I'll just listen to whatever is playing on the speaker. Like, I won't even listen to music. Like, I'll really be meditating the whole – like, I'll be meditating from when I wake up all the way into game time. And then, like, game time – just snap. So, like, that's really what I used to do, just try to, like, relax, meditate, and then, like.
I think we may have lost Rashid here momentarily, so we'll see if we can get him back. But, Dane, what's your reaction to all of that? Because I think that was a great question and just really trying to understand sort of the mentality that Rashid took, especially getting into the second half of the season. Both of us kind of had some questions alluding to how those things kind of came together here.
Hold on. I lost y'all for a second. I don't know.
No problem. Yep.
We were We were covering some airtime there, waiting to see if we got you back, Rashid. But yeah, I think you were talking about kind of you didn't even listen to music before games at a certain point, and that's about where we lost you.
Oh yeah, I ain't listen to music. I just be talking to myself. Yeah, I ain't listening to music. I just talking to myself.
Is it like affirmations? Like you can, you know, I'm the man. I'm gonna do this. Is it just going through, you know, what you're seeing? I mean, what's that? What kind of things are you saying to yourself?
I don't even know. Like it's not. I don't know. I can't tell you everything.
Yeah, but that's like, fair. It works.
Yeah, Rashid, just to build on that, because I'm kind of curious, and I was going to ask you, you guys had such a young team, especially offensively last year, and it's not that none of you had played in the league before. Most all of you had some time playing, but for some of you, it was the first expanded opportunity to get, you know, just big-time playing time in the league. And so it just seemed like the culture on the field in the locker room last year was just at such a high level. And that's from the outside looking in. But now that you and I know you can't speak for your teammates, but you've had a little bit of a taste of success, especially with how the team finished, how you individually finished, how several other guys on the offensive side of the football finished the year. How do you stay hungry and motivated moving forward, knowing that there's a little bit of a higher expectation on you and the rest of the guys as you head into next season?
I mean, shoot, we trying to win the Super Bowl, like, you know what I'm saying? It's on the floor, so that's personally, I just love playing. Like, I really do enjoy playing football. Like, that's why I think we really did good, because you know, even in practice, like, we practice hard, we work hard, we train hard, we really, like, compete. So, when it comes to the game, like, we really trying to do that. Like, we really trying to win. So, I feel like, just be the right people. You got the right team with the right people, the right mindset. Like, you can go a long way.
Where does that come from, man? Because I mean, when I watch you, there's no quit in you. You seem, you know, from our interactions offline, doing the interview, meeting you at camp, all of that. You're like a chill, cool dude. And then I watch tape back, and I'm like, dude is killing guys out there, going to the next level, laying guys out. So, you know, where does that work ethic come from? Where does that fire and that passion between the lines come from? Because, you know, when the whistle blows, like, you're a guy who's just getting after it. And not just, you know, sometimes, every single snap we're watching you get after it. So where's that coming from?
You know, how I was raised, you know, just, you know, where I was at. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I moved to Maryland. So it's like that area, like, we real big on sports, and, like, it's real competitive. It's just, like, a real, like, chippy area. So, like, and also, like, just where I was raised, like, I was in sports since I was a kid. And, you know, my dad just always – forever, my dad started when I was a kid. Like, my dad, he just always taught me, like, just, like, be the hammer, not the nail type. So – because at the end of the day, my whole mindset is either going to be you or me. and it's not going to be me. So, like, that just is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? Left tackle. I love to block, love to kick set. Love to, you know, do what I do. So,
that's, I think, a good pivot to off the field. One of several things that you did this off season was visit a school in DC. Was it one of your grade schools that you attended? I'm not sure, but for Read Across America, and you got to visit some kiddos and do some reading with them, and I think support some of the teaching staff there. So just a really cool thing. I'm wondering if you can share a little bit more about what that experience meant to you.
Yeah, Reading Across America was really cool. I got to go back to my hometown, Washington, D.C. So the school I went to was Cedar Tree Elementary, when I was living in D.C., it was called Howard Rose Elementary. I didn't go there, but I went to a school close to that school called Ann Beers Elementary on Alabama Avenue. So, like, you know, I spent a little time on that side of town, spent some time on my side of town. But, you know, one of my friends that, you know, work at the school, you know, informed me that it was Read Across America's Week. You know, I told them that I was going to be there and I was going to, you know, read to kids. And actually, when I came, it was like, it was very fun. Like, I had a very good time. You know, I read to about, I don't know, probably like 6-7 classes of kids, took pictures. Like, it was a real sweet deal because, like, and it meant a lot for me because when I was a kid, you know, those days were literally like the best when someone came in, you know, to spend some time with you, hung out a little bit. So, you know, just for me to, you know, have an impact on the kids like that, you know, so I just know they're going to remember that because I still remember when I was a kid, cool days like that.
Do you have a passion for youth and working with youth? Because, you know, Wags talks about Read Across America, and we'd be remiss if we didn't mention your camp as well. You did a youth football camp. Last year was the first year that you did that. Are you planning on doing that again this year? And what motivates you to give back the way that you're giving back in the community? Because it really is something that I think folks need to know about because not everybody does it.
Yeah, so I had my first football camp last year. I'm having it this year. It's going to be an annual thing. My thing with the youth is I really feel like the youth is the future. And it's so much just potential. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like the way my path was and the way my story was, like, I just had all, like, the right tools. And you know what I'm saying? I had the guidance. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's always a lot. Like, it's so much potential out there in the youth. You know what I'm saying? So, if you can just embrace the youth and bring it out of them, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the future. So, you know, I feel like that's just the right thing to do. Like, that's really how I feel. So, and then also with the football camps, that's how I got introduced to football. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I know I had a camp last year. It was all types of ages. I wasn't telling nobody they couldn't come, but I think ages started, I know it was like 6-year-olds there all the way to probably like 16, 17. But like the thing that keeps me going is I know like someone there, I know everybody there had a great time, but someone there went to the football camp and now they want to be a football player. You know what I'm saying? That may be the one. You know, you never know. So it only takes one. You know what I'm saying? Someone may have went to the football camp and said, wow, I want to, you know, do cool things like that. I want to have my own football camp. You know what I'm saying? I always tell kids that, you know, the number one thing, the most important thing is to make sure you have good grades. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like, that really will get your foot in the door. Making sure your grades good, making sure your priorities shape. So I just be trying, you know, give game and just do the right thing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And a couple other things that you're involved with, supporting the Black Women's Health Initiative. I know that you've actively been raising funds and helping with that. That's been something you've been promoting here, especially this off season. And of course, you're going to be on the Packers tour tomorrow. So looking forward to that. But I think one last thing I wanted to ask you about and give you an opportunity to share a little bit more about is your merchandise line that you just came out with recently, Raw Peso merch. The motto that you have, lifestyle promotes unity. I think that's just a really cool, initiative. This obviously means more to you than just trying to do self-promotion of merchandise. So I just wondering if you could share a little bit more about how that came about and what you're trying to do with that as well to drive additional support and unity in the community.
Well, the clothing brand it was really just like, you know, a pretty cool project that I wanted to do. You know, me and my guy, we came up like with a label with my initials. Well, first of all, I want to talk about like what Raw Peso is like. So Raw is like my initials. I don't know if y'all put that together, like Rasheed or my Walker. And, I just feel like, well, I feel like that was kind of like my tag, you know, Raw Peso. Peso, I like the name Peso because it sounds cool. But, I mean, as far as the brand, I'm pretty much the brand. So, the brand is everything I stand for, you know. You know, we're pretty much what y'all can pretty much see. So, you know, we put together the logo. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I have a pretty nice following. So, I figured that, like, you know, if I can, you know, share something, like, share a part of, like, me, you know, with the world. Because, like, I'm personally the one, you know, designing everything. Like, I'm coming up with ideas and everything. So, like, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm selling the things, but it's really not even about the money. I feel like I'm trying to make it as cheap as I could. I like the merchandise. Also, I was tired of wearing, you know, everybody buying, spending my money on everybody else's clothes.
Yeah.
Where I could just make my own. And personally, I'm a big supporter of a lot of my friends back home in the DMV. They have their own clothing lines. And that's pretty much, you know, who I buy clothes from and where I wear clothes, you know. So I just thought it would be cool, you know, to start my own thing. I got a t-shirt right here. This is one of the designs. It says Shido on it.
Sick.
It's one of my nicknames. It's pretty much the one that buzzes the most. This is one of the t-shirts. Yeah, I think it's a pretty cool t-shirt.
We'll put that up too on our social because that's super cool. We'll make sure we're promoting that so folks that are listening know where to get this stuff because it's really cool designs, dude.
Yeah, we got some pretty sick designs. Like, I feel like as far as like the designs and the colorways, I personally like it because you know, I like neutral colors. I feel like the merch, it really, you can match anything with it. Like the way it's just designed, like you can match anything with it. And we have Green Bay Packers colors. You know, we're going to have, like, as the season goes on, as the year goes on, we're going to have different drops, you know. We're going to have victory shirts. It's going to be pretty cool. It's like a pretty cool thing. We're going to do giveaways. You know what I'm saying? That's my food. Pause.
Sheed's got to get his food, so he's running to get it for a second. Wegs, so we're gonna have to put up this merch on our socials, right? And promote this because it's a cool mission. It's a cool story. We got to talk over Rashid doing his business, paying the delivery person here, right? So, go for it, Sheed.
And also, I almost forgot, like. Well, I feel like everything that's coming in, like, you know, from the brand, I'm starting my nonprofit up. So I'm really putting everything back into the community. Like, really, I want it to grow. Like, I have, you know, a lot of dreams, aspirations, you know, as far as what I want to do for the youth and just for everybody. I just want to make, you know, the world a better place. I'm not even trying to be cliche, but if I could do my part in that, that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, that's really cool. I mean, you obviously got a platform, and now you're carving out kind of obviously a bigger, as you continue to carve out a bigger and bigger role for yourself on the field, that affords you more and more of those opportunities to make that impact off the field. So that's really special that you as a young man, young player, can have that perspective. So congratulate you on the successes both on and off the field. Sheed, we want to respect your time. You've got dinner to eat. We appreciate you. So I'm just going to leave you with one more question and then we'll let you go. You mentioned, you know, you guys are all hungry. Goal is Super Bowl next season. That's you know, really cool to kind of elevate that expectation. But individually, what does success look like for you in year three?
Man, success, I just want to be the best left tackle in the league. Like, you know what I'm saying? I already know Jordan going to do his thing. I know everybody going to do their thing. I want to be the best at what I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really concerned about the politics. I just try to flush all that stuff out. I just want to be the best. I want to be brick wall, no sacks, no hurries, nothing. Like, I don't want to give up nothing. That's always my mentality. I never want to give up nothing. I don't want nobody to question nothing about me. So, simple as that.
Man, well, listen, I mean, she
all pro, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl champ.
Well, we're into all of that, man. We're into all that. You mentioned when you're talking about the youth, you're talking about, who's next. And when you're talking about younger people, going into last year, it was a youth movement in Green Bay, yeah. Right? And the future's now. And as far as we're concerned, Rashid Walker, starting left tackle of the Green Bay Packers, dude, we think you have the ability to be here for the next 15 years, holding it down on the left side. So it's just, it's an absolute pleasure to have an opportunity to have you on tonight. Know you're a busy guy. You're doing a lot of things. To take the time to come on Lombardi's Legends means the world. We're going to say what's up to you in camp. And I think you're going to get a lot more fans just because you are a good dude. So thanks, Sheed, so much. We got to ask you before we sign off, and you can eat your food because we don't want to go cold, man. Can you give us a Go Pack Go?
Hey, man. Go Pack Go.
Go Pack Go. Go.
Rashid, thanks so much, right, Rashid.
Yep. Thanks, Sheed. We really appreciate you, man.
What's up, yep. Man? Catch y'all.
See ya. Yeah, have a good one. Yep. Take care.
Every year I know we gonna go hard. We been that team ever since Bart Starr. All my cheese heads go pack go. Ain't show with no mercy, cutting no slack, no. I ain't a bad sport and I'll even wish you good luck. Only thing I will...